Welcome to the Power of Your True Voice. This is Chapter 1, The First Gate. Attunement. Adventure down the vocal tube, through which all sounds we make arise. Just like Alice as she tumbles, you too can change your size. Shrinking smaller into each atom, the ticket for admission to witness the birth of sounds and words springing from deep within. Find the marks of past traumas stored, energies distorted, residues of long forgotten expressions once aborted. Give these hungry ghosts their say and watch the river rise. Removing implants, cleansing fears, bringing light to all the lies. This creative center awakens, giving voice to our feelings, ideas, and dreams. Now you are ready, initiation, to rip your cage's seams. So open up, let it out, sing out, this sound is me, and celebrate the reclaiming of your voice. With a capital V. The vocal channel. For a long time, the voice has been patiently waiting for you to bring it into full consciousness. This is a call to awaken the lion that sleeps. You've been wielding your words like feathers for so long, when all along they were more like swords, piercing your mind with their poisoned tips, striking out at yourself and those you love and those who are different from you. For so long, you've accepted your universe and all of the concepts in it without question. Unknowingly using words to fortify your dark and lonely castle, when you could have been using them to create a beautiful, inviting garden. For so long now, something else has held the power of the word and used it against you and the people you love. No more. A quote from the Unknown Mother. What exactly is the voice? If you had to define it, what would you say? That it is a person's ability to speak? That the voice is comprised of a larynx and vocal cords? That it is the unique sound that comes from a person, revealing his or her emotions, thoughts, and beliefs. In this work, the voice is all of those things and more. It is multidimensional, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. It is a magical tool that we've come to take for granted. Let's rectify that by diving right in. In The Unknown Mother, Ren's journey starts with the vocal channel. The idea of a vocal channel is simply a pictorial way to describe the flow, or lack thereof, of expressive energy. Imagine a tube with certain physical manifestations, such as the vocal cords, that forms right in front of the face in the area of the nose and mouth. It is the area of our exchange with the outside world. This is where concepts of all kinds enter us, which we either spit out or swallow, and if swallowed, digest or reject, and the place where our concepts are expressed into the world. It then continues through the mouth, past the tongue, one of the strongest muscles in the body. The tongue is like a sentry that protects the vulnerable tissues of our throat and vocal mechanism, which I like to refer to as a reproductive organ. After all, our ability to sound is a way that we all, men and women, give birth to ideas. The tongue is programmed by our thoughts, beliefs, and choices to allow things to pass both inwardly and out into the world, or not. Interestingly, its tissues grew from out of the heart during our development. We could theorize then that our tongue is a link to our heartfelt expressions, regardless of programming. The channel hits the back of the throat at a 90-degree angle, which is referred to as the angle of power. Just like a laser uses angles to shine a very precise beam that can cut through anything, this angle in the throat can give the energy of our words a very piercing, clean momentum. At the angle of power, the channel splits, heading up into the head and out the crown, and down into the body where it continues straight, mirroring the esophagus, moving through the center of the lungs, the solar plexus, the belly, and it pulls deep into the dantian or womb, where it then shoots off like tiny streams into the root chakra, where it receives and relies on energy from the earth herself, just as its branches take in the energy of the cosmos from above. This configuration mirrors many ancient and modern depictions of energy, including the chakra system, the tree of life, and human design. The vocal channel can both expand and contract, but typically, when we are quite young, we have our first experience with what I call the clamp. We receive the very first message from our caretakers that we are not okay. Perhaps we're told to stop our belly aching or hush up. Maybe we get the message that we shouldn't be laughing in a serious environment or crying loudly in a jovial one. We might be told what we've said has hurt someone, and with that awareness, we begin to learn a new form of communication, one of lies, withholding, manipulation, and denial, a means of communication completely revered by our culture, but not at all authentic to our nature. This clamping message, reinforced throughout our lifetime by siblings, teachers, peers, friends, and the rest of society, begins to affect the flexibility of the vocal channel. We begin the lifelong habit of self-censure in order to be appropriate and acceptable, and in order to control how others perceive us. As we age and we make poor choices that go against ourselves, the vocal tube freezes in place and it narrows and congests like an artery. It becomes caked with choked back cries, things that we were afraid to say, ideas we've swallowed, and the beliefs that govern our expression, whether from this life or carried from previous ones. Our experiences with suppression, oppression, repression, and even depression, all the negative pressions throughout our lives, congeal within the energetic body, creating disharmony and disease. One of the main goals of transformational voice work is to cleanse the vocal channel of the impressions that have become part of our programming. You will learn to do just that. Just look at what is happening in our world right now. About the time of the original writing of The Unknown Mother, whistleblowers like Assange, Manning, and Snowden were being villainized and persecuted for revealing, quite simply, the truth, while liars and manipulators continue to undermine world governments, fattening their pockets and destroying the earth. No, it didn't all start with a certain election. It was happening and has been happening for quite a long time. Only now do we see the malignant results of what many chose to ignore then. There is little accountability even today, and even more danger to the free speech and independent journalism necessary for a truly free society. More than ever, we are taught to prize image over substance, and the results are becoming clear. It is a smoky mirror pointing us inward to discover what I call true voice, the voice that expresses as a clear channel of the divine, the voice that tells it like it is, without judgment, arrogance, or fear. It is the voice you were born to be. I see more and more people desperate to recover their authenticity, creativity, and truth. These practices can help you develop your multidimensional voice into maturity. By connecting once again to true voice, we can begin to trust ourselves and what wants to come out of us, more aware of distortions and adulterations, so we're less prone to manipulate or be manipulated. The fact is, a purification of the throat chakra is an absolute necessity to our ability to distinguish truth from lies. This is the battle of our lives, and the way I see it, we must enter our adulthood as a species through selfhood, strength, inner wisdom, and clarity, or face our extinction. From my own healing journey and in my experience working with hundreds of clients, it is clear that it is simply not enough to mentally process our stuff. It isn't enough to say, okay, I'm going to change now. It may start there, but we also have to energetically process our habits, addictions, inherited traits, fears, pains, and wounds through our nervous system in order for lasting change to occur. We have to acknowledge the impact of our ancestry on our DNA and take our ancestors with us on our healing journey. We have to be willing to go through the fire, not just decide it isn't there, still burning, or we can jump over it. There is no spiritual bypass opportunity that isn't itself part of the illusion from which we must awaken. Otherwise, the body and its many dimensions remain the servant to old programming. And no, this isn't for the faint of heart. It is only for the most courageous and even desperate, those with nothing left to lose. Working with vibration is the best way I know to make it through the fire. Sound is our mother, the creator of all that is, and in her boundless love for us, she provides opportunities for us to be nurtured along our journey of empowerment through 10 gates of sound. We begin by restoring the natural ability of the vocal channel to expand and contract at will, another thrust of transformational voice work. This is the way the vocal channel is meant to function. When the channel is narrowed consciously, it helps give a powerful, direct energy to our expression. We no longer need to rely on manipulative means of communication. Think back to that angle of power, and you get a sense of just how powerful and laser-like our words can be in this. What we express carries a power beyond the words we use. When the channel is wide open, we are free to express whatever emotions we feel, no matter how large, when they take shape within us. We give them a wide girth, and we are done with them quickly as we return back to a neutral state of being. Think of the way in which an infant cries. The energetic stream of its emotions runs unimpeded through the vocal channel. It is thorough, and once expressed, complete. Transformational voice work encourages a return to this kind of equanimity. Emotions come and go, whether positive or negative, so we don't attach to either. Nor do we blame others for those feelings. They are expressed cleanly and impersonally. We embrace all of our emotions without taking them personally. When we do, it becomes easier to allow the same grace to others. We can also express opinion and free ourselves of our attachments to them. We learn that free speech isn't about being able to say anything at any time, anywhere. It is about being free from the ego's hold on our expressions, the words that divide and create disharmony, and instead, learning to allow a higher message that unites and harmonizes us to come through us into the world. It is communication from a completely different level. As I've said, when the vocal channel is not under our conscious control, it can get stuck. When locked in a wide position, we're prone to histrionics or endless chit-chat. Our emotions and need to stimulate rule us. We add nothing but more noise to the world. When the vocal channel is stuck in a narrowed configuration, we are rather rigid, and our words lack compassion and softness. We hold too much in and back, becoming very inhibited. You may see these aspects demonstrated in yourself or others. Your first task is to establish an awareness of this channel and all of the programming that clogs it. You will do this through journaling, visualizing, meditating, and paying attention to the things that synchronistically appear in your life, be they movies, conversations, situations, everything that carries a message related to the task as you work through the practices. Later, I will introduce transformational voice work processes that help fully clear and then return normal functioning to your channel. It's always important to drink plenty of water, but especially so before and after these practices. Water helps us to flow with ease. It helps us to move fluidly past and beyond obstacles. It helps us let go. It carries away the wreckage of our emotional traumas. In fact, call in all the elements as you work through these 10 gates of sound. I've already mentioned fire. Fire assists in our transformation, burning away the old. Air sweeps in and purifies. It refreshes and invigorates. Earth grounds and centers us, rooting us in our authenticity. And ether provides the space in which everything occurs. It helps us stretch and grow into new territory. You need do nothing extravagant or complicated with the elements. It's enough to close your eyes and contemplate each. Just see a picture in your mind's eye. If this is difficult for you, find some outward symbol of each element. A candle, a cup of water, a feather, a stone, and encircle them with yarn or string. Of course, if you prefer to create an elaborate altar or do some other practices with the elements, that's fine too. A reading from the Unknown Mother. Matrina sat me down in front of my mirror. It was a little bizarre seeing her in the mirror with me. It was like she had stepped through the glass. "Open your mouth," she urged. "I want you to look inside." I opened my mouth. "Wider. It's almost like you're holding on the edge of a yawn." "That's better. Now, what do you see?" I spoke like I do in my dentist's chair, until I realized I could close my mouth and speak normally. "I see my tongue, red tissue, the uvula, my teeth, the opening at the back." "Good. Look again. Notice what your tongue is doing. Notice the different placements it can take. Did you know it's one of the strongest muscles in the body?" My eyes popped open in surprise. "Oh, No, I didn't." "Isn't it interesting that the tongue is considered a very important organ for diagnosis in Chinese medicine? It sits in the mouth, a large opening of the body that leads into and past the voice box, down the esophagus, and through many important organs, out the other end. The tongue is like a gatekeeper, monitoring everything that passes into the body through the mouth. It protects our most vulnerable innards from outside influences. The food we ingest is both tasted and digested with the help of the tongue. And of course, the tongue is necessary to form all the sounds of our language." I've never really given it much thought. The tongue may also serve the role of a trap door, determining what leaves the body as well. The tongue may, in effect, stop anything that arises within us as we attempt to swallow our feelings, for example, or keep our thoughts to ourselves. "Shall we continue?" "Uh-huh," I said, starting to get drowsy, like I was being hypnotized. "Isn't it also interesting that in our collective consciousness, we hold so much trauma around the throat?" When she said that, she struck me lightly but briskly on the back. With the surprise, time and space collapsed. The room disappeared around me, and nothing remained to help me orient myself. I was thrust down a tunnel, spinning and flailing. I emerged as a woman in an old German village, wearing a torturous device on my head that painfully pulled my tongue out of my mouth and made it impossible for me to speak. I saw myself as a spy, and they were cutting my tongue right out of my mouth. I then saw life after life of gruesome torture and punishment for speaking, praying, expressing, preaching, and practicing various arts that had been deemed heretical, evil, dangerous, or just oppositional. And it didn't stop with tongue trauma. I saw others experience throat cuttings, hangings, burnings, dunkings, and beheadings. Over many lifetimes, I was both the persecuted and the persecutor. I was sure I was drowning as I coughed, fighting to emerge through what seemed like the frozen surface of water, cold and unforgiving. When light broke through my eyes, I again found myself in my living room, staring at the mirror, as an unbelievably guttural sound rose up from my root chakra, an energy center of my body, and escaped through my mouth, curdling the very air around me. I collapsed in tears, pain emanating from my throat. I felt a pulsing of energy as if there were some creature inside my tissues about to break loose. Matrina didn't move, but I felt her strong and reassuring presence at my side. After several minutes of the release, she handed me a tissue. "Very good," she said, placing a hand tenderly on my head. "When you surrender, you don't resign. This is different. Surrender is a sweetness that comes from loving what is and letting go. That's all we'll do for today." Surrender, shmender. What had I gotten myself into? So far, this was not my idea of fun. I didn't see Matrina again for a good week, but I felt so different. I felt like my entire throat was more expanded. I can't describe it better than that. I felt more whole, more myself. When Matrina did show up, she appeared as a light, like the bubble Glenda the Good Witch used in The Wizard of Oz. It was familiar and comforting. "I thought you might like that," she said, proud of herself. "Didn't want to startle you again. So how are you doing?" "I feel really good. I can't believe it. I'm not entirely sure what happened in our last session together, but the effect has been really amazing." "Are you ready for more?" "I don't know if I'm ready for more past lives or whatever, but I'm ready to feel more of what I'm feeling now, if that's possible." "There's no need to dwell in the past once you fully experienced it. So, what have you noticed since last time?" "Well, my throat feels more open somehow. Now that I think about it, words seem to flow out more easily too. Everything is more relaxed." "Well, notice how you're built. The neck is literally a bottleneck. We have these wide heads that sit on this little neck, and then we spread out into these wide bodies. Energy has to flow both in and down and up and out. When the throat is blocked, it can't do any of that." I sat in front of the mirror again, and Matrina coached me to open my mouth and gaze inside. She mentioned how important it was to breathe a very even, rhythmic breath. After several minutes, I went into a very deep trance state. "Today, I just want you to follow the channel of your throat, that pipe from your gut to your mouth out, and from your mouth to your gut in. That's it. This is an invitation and a chance for you to reprogram this channel. To do that, we need to wipe your existing program. That program is comprised of every unexpressed emotion, opinion, and truth you've ever held back. It's also comprised of every belief and opinion from the outside that you ate and integrated, many of which are only in your way. All that blocked stuff locks you down to this day." Sitting at my side, Matrina pointed two fingers at my throat and made a counterclockwise circular motion. Everything around me went soft and mushy, pulsing in and out. "Now just breathe in and out of your mouth. Look into the mirror. Gaze right past your tongue and down your throat. That's it. Breathe easy. Let your gaze become soft. Allow whatever is there to reveal itself to you. Now use your imagination to move down that pipe, throat to gut. Feel the channel." As I traveled down my throat, I started to feel energy rising up, like I was awakening spirits from their dormant slumber. So many words I'd choked back in fear of rejection or hurting someone I loved. So many conversations swallowed in fear of being judged or ostracized. Wave after wave of phrases and incomplete expressions came wafting past me like fog, rising up and out. I began whimpering and then screaming, "No, stop it, and you're hurting me, and liar!" Each outburst was unrelated to the one before it, and impossible to relate to anything, really. They moved so quickly, I couldn't pinpoint what precipitated the outbursts. I was choking, making animal-like noises, and then all of a sudden, laughing. Through each experience, Matrina was right there with me, coaching me like a midwife. "It's all good," she said. "Let it out. Don't let the mind get on it and censor any of it." She explained that I was releasing energy I'd been holding on to since childhood. After a final fit of laughter, everything in me relaxed. I was sweating and exhausted, flat on my back. Matrina covered me with a blanket and began humming. It was beautiful, nurturing, and something else. I felt things inside me being reorganized, directed by the sound of her voice. "That, child, was the first gate. Now don't worry, it gets easier." Too exhausted to reply, I simply hoped that would prove true.